It's 7 minutes to seven now. The government has an ignorance policy where its education policy should be. That's what Sally Hunt, the General Secretary of the University and College Union, has told its annual conference, and she's on the line from Manchester. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What do you mean an ignorance policy?
I mean that we're facing a situation where the members I represent, both in further and higher education, are facing both cuts in their jobs and cuts in the services that they're going to be able to provide to students both now and in the future. We're looking at a time where we seem to have a government that's prioritising tax breaks elsewhere, but what we're finding is that we have university places that are going to the wall. We've got jobs, as I've said, that are really, really under pressure in places like Sussex, King's, Northumberland, Glasgow. We've got a situation where we have our pensions under pressure. And at a time, I think, where we need to actually invest in education, as other economies are doing, this is the point in time where we have to really say to the government, and do it early, really, what you need to do is review that policy, because ignorance isn't what we need from our people now. What we need is education and investment to do that.
You say the government is prioritising tax breaks. It's not, is it? It's prioritising cuts. We've just seen nearly £6 billion worth of cuts, and surely every department has to take a share of that.
Well, I'm afraid I don't really accept that, because if what we're saying is that we're cutting across the board and that's the only way that we're going to actually make ourselves get out of this recession, what we're doing is ignoring our own history. Our universities and our further education colleges are the place where we are actually going to be able to generate the trained and skilled people for our economy that will actually bring us out of this recession. And if we don't do it, then what we're actually doing is storing up trouble for the future.
Are you suggesting that every penny spent on higher education in this country is well spent, and that every young person at university should be there?
I'm not saying that it's for everybody. What I am saying...
Well, that's the point, really, isn't it?
No, it's not. I think what I'm trying to get across to you, and I know it's quite difficult sometimes to actually make this argument, because I understand that the government is pressing us all to accept that all of us have to actually take our share. What I'm saying is that if we don't make sure that those places are available both in further and higher education to make sure that people are trained and skilled up, and to make sure that we're actually able to have people who can go into jobs in a knowledge economy, we're not actually going to actually be making the right investment. And that's what we need to do.
And what I'm suggesting to you, and what the government is suggesting to you, more to the point, is that there is waste. There is always waste in all departments. And when we're talking about universities, manifestly, we know this because of the dropout rate, there are people there who shouldn't be there.
There will always be a dropout rate, but actually what you have is one of the most successful higher education systems in the world. We have been for years doing more for less. We have already taken a hit of £900 million plus more coming through now. And that is something that I think that we ought to actually accept. In terms of what is possible for us to do with that kind of cut already in place, with the demands that we have on the system, there's a point where we're not actually going to be able to do what the government is asking us to do. And that's what I think we're actually facing now.
Does it help, do you think, to describe the government as having an ignorance policy?
I think at the moment where everything is actually being focused on a very narrow agenda of cuts, we've actually got to get them to face up to what this means. And that means we have to actually be quite brutal about it. If you are cutting university places, if you are making it more difficult for adults to go back into learning both in further and higher education, yes, I think that is a fair way to describe it.
Sally Hunt, many thanks.
3 minutes to seven now. And is there an ignorance policy when it comes to the weather?
I think you want to hear this the next...